Activity director Annette Dentz is leading cheers for a couple of dozen men at Homestead Acute Care, where 136 people live at Providence Nursing Home. The room is decorated with UK basketball balloons. Each table has blue and white Spirit pom-poms. Most of the men are in wheelchairs, enjoying a cup of coffee and wearing UK hats and sweatshirts. It's the men's Dudes and Donuts weekly get-together, organized by Annette and her twin sister, Paulette Baker. Paulette is the activity director for Pine Meadows, a separate building, home for 121 senior citizens.
It means a lot to them because actually when they're out in the community, they were UK fans and they clapped and cheered all their team members on. So we just want to keep everything that they used to do out in the community. We still try to involve that here at the facilities.
Together, the identical twins have worked at Providence Nursing Home for 67 years. Annette started 46 years ago when she was 21.
The saying, time flies when you're having fun, I'm having fun.
Annette and Paulette grew up in Washington County where they were high school cheerleaders and starred on the basketball and track teams. They came to Lexington to look for jobs. Annette had worked at a nursing home in Bowling Green before putting in her job application at Providence in Lexington.
Before I entered this door, I prayed. And I said, Lord, direct my path and place me where you need me to be. But this is where I'm supposed to be, and this is where I'm grounded, and this is what I love.
Paulette joined her sister at Providence 21 years ago.
And then I just wanted to do something that would make me feel really good about myself, about helping others. And, you know, that's our charge, is to help one another, to help others that are in need.
The twins want the residents to feel like they're valued and that Providence is their home. Fun activities are a big part of that, like playing blackjack on Mondays, Bible study on Wednesdays, bingo, and lots of music.
I think music is soothing, it's powerful, it tells a story, you know, it tells a story. For example, when we do the Oh Happy Day, it takes them back to church, it takes them back to when they were growing up in the church. You know, a lot of our elderly population, you know, church was a big thing for them.
Justin Holman is the administrator at Homestead Acute Care.
It's hard work. It is a lot of times thankless work, and it's very emotional work, and it can be draining at times because you care about these people. So it's really special for someone to kind of stay dedicated and stay motivated and continue their level of enthusiasm for so long.
Families of the residents also appreciate the sisters' compassion. Thad Holway's mother spent the last year of her life at Providence Nursing Home.
I went to Pine Meadow to get her stuff, and Paulette was right there to greet me at the door and just gave me the biggest hug and held me for like 30 seconds and told me how much she loved my mom.
Always says the twins' energy is contagious.
When you got them together, that energy just multiplied and they fed off of each other. And it was awesome to be a part of. And I just knew that my mom was in good hands.
Both sisters say the nursing home residents are like a second family.
I spend more time with these residents than I do with my family. And they become a part of me, I become a part of them. They came in here on this journey, and we're there to take them to the next journey.
Off the beaten path in Lexington, I'm Sam Dick reporting for WEKU.